Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, perhaps we can wrap up our study on prayer from 1 John 5:14 and 15. Which I trust has been helpful, because this is a subject that a lot of people seem to have some questions about, and there really are some mysteries concerning it, some because of sentimental misinformation, but some because of the wording of the Bible that is not always crystal clear to our thinking. And so we look at 1 John 5:14, which says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." This is a prayer statement, a prayer promise that is similar to several others in the Bible. And so this becomes a very helpful one, because it really is, I think, in many ways, a representative statement of a half a dozen or more similar statements in the Bible on prayer. But we are invited to come to God in prayer. We are encouraged. We are invited. Yes, we are instructed. We are commanded. But the idea is really more of an encouragement to come, those who are the born-again children of God, based upon assurance, biblical assurance of salvation. We can come knowing that we have a standing before God in prayer, and we are encouraged to ask anything. Now, why would God encourage us to ask anything when He tells us that only those things that are asked according to His will be positively answered? Well, I can think of several reasons for that, can't you? It is good for us to come and to bear our hearts before God. It is good for us to come and to make known to our Heavenly Father those things that are troubling us, those things that are concerns to us, those things that are occupying our thoughts, recognizing, of course, that we're not informing God of anything. He already knows it all. So there must be a process involved in this that's helpful to us. And indeed there is. And I think that's the whole point. It is in the process of laying these things out before God and then thinking about them. It's a good idea when you're praying and laying petitions before God to ask the question, why should God answer this request? Why should God favorably receive this petition? And you'll have to think about the petition, and you'll have to compare it to what you know about God's will and what brings honor and glory to God. And that's good. You see, that's the process of causing us to align our thinking with God and to adjust our desires to His always perfect and holy will. And that is really the key, isn't it? And we've seen that here. The emphasis upon His will. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So that's the key, and that's really the purpose of prayer in many ways. It's not, the main purpose is not to get things from God, though that is a purpose, and that is a promise. In fact, we are chided in Scripture for not receiving as many things as we otherwise would because of our prayerlessness. So yes, God does have blessings in store for his children that he delights to give and will only be received in prayer, or received through prayer, I guess I should say, and we should therefore be encouraged to come and to receive the things that God has in store for us. But that process of coming to him with our petitions is a way of adjusting our wills to his will, which of course is what is the most desirable thing of all. And mature Christians know that. We don't want to pray for something that is not good for us, not good for anybody, not honoring to God, and not good for us. And God, of course, with perfect omniscience, knows what is good for us, but we don't always know. But this is a way that we can learn. This is a way that we can grow in our understanding through the exercise of prayer. Well, I need to pause and welcome you to this Tuesday, February 26 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. Thank you for your financial gifts that enable us to continue to teach God's Word on this station. Well, let's move from the petitions to the answers. And there are some statements in these verses about God's answering prayer. We have this statement in verse 14 that he hears us. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, clearly, that doesn't mean he hears our words in certain cases, but in other cases, he doesn't hear them because, obviously, God being God, hears everything, doesn't he? So this has the idea of hears our words receptively, hears our words with delight, hears our words with positive reception and favorability and intention to grant our requests. Here does not have the strictest idea of the idea of the concept of here, but the broader statement, the broader concept of here. It's like a mother saying to her child after she gives instructions, now, are you listening to me? Did you hear me? Do you hear me? And she doesn't mean, did you hear my words? She means, did you think about my words? Did you understand my words? Have you applied my words to your situation? I'm telling you something that applies to you, and I don't get the sense that you are paying it careful enough attention. You're treating it very superficially, very, very lightly. So listen to me. Hear me. Listen to my words. Mothers understand. Fathers understand. We all understand what's meant there. There's something more than just simply hearing the language, but there's the idea of registering the meaning and applying it to our lives, and that's the idea here. God, of course, hears everything we say, but which petitions is he going to hear for the purpose of responding favorably? So, verse 14, what does he hears us mean? It means he hears us favorably. Verse 15, what does we have the petitions mean? And if we know that he hears us, favorably hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked from him. Well, that's more simple. We have the petitions. That means they have been granted. Time reveals the details of the bestowment, but they have been granted. Now, most of us are accustomed to thinking of prayer answers in terms of yes, no, and wait. And I don't think that's entirely wrong. I think that's a good way to think about it. We have the petitions. Some are answered immediately and in the way that we expected and desired. Some are answered immediately, but not in the way that we expected or desired. And then some are answered favorably, but are delayed to a different time. Now, we tend to, because of our natures and the fact that we're impatient, we want things now, instantly, we tend to only view the petitions that come to us immediately as having been granted. We have the petitions. If I asked for a miracle, I ask for healing, and I go to the doctor, and he says, you're well. It really, boy, this is mysterious. And sometimes doctors will admit that they're puzzled, baffled, and can't explain exactly what's happened to us. I've had that happen to me a number of times throughout life. And the present doctor that I'm going with now said to me not too many years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, he said, you know that I call you the miracle man, don't you? And he's referring to the fact that he cannot explain from a medical standpoint why I'm in as good a health as I'm in, considering my medical history. He can't explain it. But God has graciously answered prayer and given me health that baffles even a doctor that I consider to be brilliant and very helpful to me. So sometimes we get immediate answers to our prayers, and sometimes we think that's the only answers that really have been granted favorably. But sometimes we get immediate answers, but they're not the answer that we expected. We may ask for, well, let's say that we have a financial need, and we may ask, say, God, I really need X number of dollars to meet this obligation. And we're waiting for that check to arrive in the mail from we don't know where. And sometimes that happens. I could tell you stories like that have happened to me in my life. Wonderful, wonderful times when God has answered in exactly that way. But sometimes God will open up an opportunity for us to work an extra job and earn some extra money. Now, some people wouldn't view that as a very favorable response. Lord, that's not the way I wanted you to answer this request. God said you asked for financial help. You said you had a need. I've opened up an opportunity. I'm giving you an opportunity to work a second job for a limited amount of time, presumably, so that you, until you can get this need behind you and go back to a more normal schedule. And if we're not willing to accept God's answer that comes that way, then that shows some other fundamental problems, doesn't it? I'm always torn. I don't know about you, but I'm always torn when I observe panhandlers. On the one hand, if this is a genuine need, I'd like to help. But the problem is, I have learned by experience over the years that in so many cases, I would have to say the majority of cases that I've had an opportunity to check out, and you don't really always have the time to check them out, but in the majority of the cases where I've had an opportunity to check out the story and the facts, it turns out to be not exactly the way that it's presented to you. And there's oftentimes many very clear and obvious reasons why this person is in financial trouble, and they all have to do with irresponsibility. And then the question is, am I supposed to subsidize that? Is that really the right thing for me to do? Is that really helpful to this individual? You see, this person is asking for something, in this case not asking God in prayer, he's asking other people, he or she's asking other people for help, when there are other ways for that person to provide for themselves, which they've chosen to ignore, and are not willing to do what they can do to help themselves. Well, sometimes God's answers come to us in that way, and we're not always as excited about that answer as we are about the so-called miracles, but we need to recognize that God knows what is best for us. We'll take it up, Lord willing, tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.